Hello there, streamers. How y'all doing? So, episode 3 of The Valley begins with Michelle telling Jesse that she hasn't slept because she is not happy about being labeled a Republican and a racist. She says she is not racist. Did she say that she was not a Republican? I just really remember her being upset about the racism part and saying she's half Mexican and half Persian and anyways, she calls Janet to ask Janet if she said that. Janet, of course, denies it, and she says that Michelle, or denies saying that Michelle is a Republican and a racist again. I think that is a direct quote from Zach. I don't think that Janet had anything to do with that. Sorry, I think, like, Zach was basically making a lot of leaps in just, like, fragments of possible thoughts. Maybe Janet was like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Michelle is a Republican. And then Zach was like, oh my God, she's a Republican and racist. Like, I don't think, like, the sequence of what was said and how Kristen presented it was accurate. But I 100% believe that Zach is the one who was labeling Michelle. And now, unfortunately, Kristen is the one taking the fall for it, and Janet's the one being really upset about it, and that sucks. It shouldn't be damaging Kristen's relationship with Janet. They were really close. So anyways, Kristen moves into her rundown-ass apartment, and Kristen's apartment needed to be kept off camera. It needed to remain something we are completely clueless about because the apartment was way too ghetto for me. And I think the problem with it too is that Kristen is sharing this small space with Luke. And I did not need to know that Kristen is that much of a broke ass bitch. Like, compared to Stassi, who has a house, Sheena, who has a house, Lala, who has a house, Jax and Brittany, who have a house, Michelle and Jesse, who have a house, Janet and her husband, who I assume have a house. I didn't need to see that Kristen is like the brokest of the broke as far as the cast of Vanderpump. And James has a house with Allie. Like, I didn't need to see all that. Like, I needed to be in the dark about it. So we see that Jax is hiring bartenders that he wants to have sex with. Why is Jax opening a bar? I think that Jax is opening a bar because he's jealous of Tom Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's, which is pretty pathetic. Like, since when has Jax been talking about wanting to open a bar? Maybe he has, and I don't recall it. There was a lot of Vanderpump Rules that I haven't seen, but why is it that when Schwartz and Sandy's is struggling because of Scandoval, or was struggling, Jax is like, okay, it's time for me to open up a bar. Like, Jax, I don't know. Jax is such a unique character. Like, there's so many different sides to Jax. So then Kristen meets up with Brittany and tells Brittany that she isn't lying about the Republican and racist comment. And what's so weird about The Valley is I don't care about the comment. I know the comment came from Zach. It sucks that so many people got upset about it. But Kristen is also such a dumbass for repeating it. And repeating it so publicly only because she was upset that Alex was going to meet Luke. Like, get it together, girl. Like, there's been way too many years since you've been on Vanderpump Rules. Like, you should have had more growth in this. You should have been more evolved in this to make your retaliation, because you're mad that your ex is meeting your current boyfriend, to just, like, throw people under the bus. So next we see that Michelle and Jesse, they meet up with a life coach named Scott. I'm sorry, but Scott is very sexy. Scott? It's so funny because before I recorded this episode, I already decided I'm going to try to locate Scott online because I'm sorry, the man is sexy. What is so sexy about Scott is that, you know, he seems good at what he does. I'm not going to hold you. Like, this man seems very skilled. You got skilled and handsome. You got skilled, easy on the eyes. You got skilled and muscles. Oh no. I want this life coach. But I want him to coach me in other ways, you know? So Michelle cries about feeling lonely while raising a child, and she says that they're no longer affectionate, and she feels that Jesse is hard on her with everything, including in his business. And she also says that they haven't complimented each other in forever. So I would love to know what their love languages are because it kind of sounds like Michelle's is words of affirmation and Jesse's is physical touch. And they just need to kind of find some way to compromise and be aligned. And Michelle says that she hasn't felt sexually attracted to Jesse in a long time. And Jesse says that Michelle says that she's too tired. And Jesse says, even when he's nice, he still doesn't get laid. And then Scott, the life coach, chimes in with, well, your attraction to the result is going to cause you to fail, which is so genius. That's why I repeated it verbatim. And, you know, it's just, I could argue both sides. Like I said, this felt very voyeuristic. Jesse is trying to be nice to get laid because who wouldn't? But Michelle is able to spot that he's trying to be nice to get laid because he's basically a jerk in their day-to-day. And it doesn't seem like he's good at giving her words of affirmation and uplifting her, and that's what she wants from him, so that she'll want to, you know, smash. It's so weird because I feel like they just need to make little tweaks, but then I also feel like they're so far gone in separate ways. And I really wonder if subconsciously Michelle just wanted to have a baby. Because I do believe some women want to have a baby, and once they have that child, they kind of check out of their relationship because the goal of the relationship was to have a baby. I do not know these people. I've seen footage of them that has been edited to the bone, but I'm saying, and I'm not speaking about Michelle. I said, I wonder, but I've seen just so many women who will get married and their goal is to have a baby. And then after the baby's here, they bail. They check out of the marriage, emotionally, physically, and or they check out of the marriage emotionally and physically and also file for a divorce. So, you know, I will see, we will be able to witness whatever it is that we're shown about this couple, but it makes me sad, to be honest. Like I said, I'm not enjoying watching the demise of this relationship. I think they're both too very, I think Jesse is handsome. I think Michelle is beautiful. Their daughter is gorgeous, like a mix of them both. And I'm just disappointed to see that they couldn't keep it together. And it's like clearly it had nothing to do with the show. They announced their split before the show aired. It's just, I don't know. Too many people divorced because I'm sure they were so into each other at one point. It's really depressing. So then Jesse throws a fancy, quote unquote, sophisticated party, and he makes snobby ass comments about how wealthy people are in Capri, Italy, not Long Beach. Or I think it's, I can't, Capri, Italy? I think he said Capri. I've been to Capri. I'm gonna call it Capri, like Capri Sun, sorry. I love Capri, Italy so much, and I'm so excited to return whenever that is. So then, Kristen at the party, at the sophisticated party of Jesse's, Kristen says that Zach said that Michelle is racist, and Kristen says, quote unquote, Janet to Jasmine to me and Luke. Jasmine should be cautious of Michelle because she's a Republican, which would equal racism and or homophobia. Like, can we not do this? I mean, Kristen, you're not making it better by giving a quote. You're not making it better. And Janet says, I'm done with crazy Kristen. Kristen doesn't like that, but Kristen, that is why you're on TV. You're on TV because you act like a nut, and that is what people consider you to be, to the point that you didn't even have the password for your own Instagram because of all the hate that you would receive. Like, poor thing. She thought that she was doing a good thing by saying what she was told, but the opposite was the case. So then Jesse yells out to Kristen, "You were thrown off the show for being an actual racist." Mic drop. That is the irony in Kristen mentioning this. Again, the girl's not the sharpest tool in the shed. So Kristen cries, saying that she hopes her whole life doesn't fall apart again. Bitch, you're the one who chose to expose this, and Zach left you out to dry. You shouldn't trust Zach anymore. I completely agree. This is a direct quote from Zach. It sounds like something a gay, only gay person more than likely is going to be mentioning homophobia to begin with. Like, let's be real. This is from Zach. No one is using their critical thinking. However, Kristen is truly stupid for bringing this up. And she needs to come to learn how to have better anger management because she only said this when she was upset about Alex meeting Luke. So that is episode three. Episode four, I guess, came out tonight. I will try to, well, it's so late, but I'll say Wednesday. Episode four came out Wednesday. So I'll try to update this as soon as I can with episode four. The recap for that. Hope you guys are enjoying the valley. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hello, streamers. It is time to talk about the Valley episode four. Where would we be without Kristen Doty? Where would we be? Kristen Doty makes this show. Okay, it's Kristen Doty and Jax who make the Valley watchable and entertaining and fun. There would be no show without Kristen Doty. Give her a raise. I mean, she is trying to convince us that she is not crazy and that she's been to therapy and she's evolved. And no, girl, no. You are a mess, and that's why you're on this show. So the show begins, picks up where it ended at the end of episode three, which is the quote unquote sophisticated dinner party of Jesse's. Jesse is a snob, and that's fine. Whatever. We don't care. Jesse is trying. Like, I don't know. Jesse just, this man is annoying. Anyways, so Jesse tells Kristen that she needs to grow up a little bit. Now, whenever somebody says that, like adult to adult or older adult to like younger adult, it hurts. It stings. It is such a generic insult and it stings and sizzles every single time. Like, don't tell me I need to grow up a little bit because it's just so broad and vague. It's basically saying you are a disaster in many ways. And so you need to be mature to fix all of your issues, and that hurts. Nobody wants to hear that, even if it's true. So then Jesse is trying to say something about Kristen having a baby. This again is at the dinner table, the crowded dinner table. Like, also, as a man, don't talk about Kristen having a baby, bitch. Like, Jesse, shut up. Do not talk about Kristen having a family. You are trying to hurt her just because of she was dumb enough to repeat what Zach told her. Shut up, Jesse. Jesse is so unlikable. Like, Jesse is, I don't know. I think he's at a tie for Zach as far as most unlikable on the show. So then Luke keeps on saying that him and Kristen are done. You know, Luke is pissed. He doesn't want anybody talking to his woman like that. So then Luke has Kristen's back. And Luke says that he heard what Kristen repeated about Michelle being a Republican and racist. Luke says that he heard that when Kristen was on the phone. So then Michelle is telling Kristen to sit down and say that she's sorry. And Kristen is saying that she just repeated what Zach said. And Kristen tells Zach that she's, quote, so beyond disappointed in you. And that, and Kristen tells Zach that she doesn't even know him. Like, Kristen is not sober when she says that. Like, Kristen, shut up. Like, I could have told you that Zach was whack. And I just don't understand how Kristen at her big age didn't understand that sometimes you should hear something and keep it to yourself. So I do wholeheartedly, as I said before, believe Zach said that Michelle is a Republican, which means that she's probably homophobic and racist. That was not for Kristen to repeat. So, I mean, you're supposed to know that. Don't repeat what somebody tells you when you don't need to, when it's gonna just turn everyone against you. Don't be Kristen. So then Zach is claiming that he's taking responsibility for what he said, which is L. I typed LOLs in my notes. Like, what a liar. So Zach says that he's to blame as well. Zach, you are the person to blame. So Zach claims that Kristen steamrolled him because he's an idiot. So then Zach says to, who does he say that to? Oh, to Janet's husband. Oh my God, your semantics are really turning me on right now. I'm only gonna marry a lawyer. Like, a lawyer doesn't want to marry you, Zach. Shut up. Next, now we are at Jax and Brittany's house. We see that their son Cruz, according to Brittany, he stopped talking altogether, and Jax says that he's been researching everything for how to help his son, and Brittany and Jax are putting Cruz in speech therapy. Shout out to them. If you have a nonverbal child, I think the earlier you get them in speech therapy, the better. So then Brittany asks for a date night, and Jack says that the bar has taken up his new bar that he's trying to open has taken up so much of his time. And Brittany says that they used to have sex 24 hours a day, but now they've had sex 2 times in the past year. Full stop. Full stop. I have never liked it, and this is very prude-ish of me, or prude of me. I have never liked it when I've seen anyone on reality TV say that they are not having sex in the relationship. I feel that there's something very humiliating about it, demoralizing, embarrassing, unnecessary, TMI, oversharing, something you're gonna regret. Like, not everything has to be put up for public consumption. About Jax, you're saying to the world that a well-known cheater has not dicked you down more than twice in a year, the past year, and you don't think that women are going to get up in his DMs and say, "Let me give you what Britney has been giving you." I don't like anything about it. And we see it time and time again. And I just think you, it's not the information that everybody should know, because that's a type of comment, because it's so personal, that people will definitely weaponize against you in your comments forever. I read the comments, so I try to stay away. I'm not on reality TV, but I would try to stay away from anything that is just can be used as ammunition against you. This was all you gotta say is y'all ain't really getting down like that. Like, you don't gotta be so specific. It's, I don't know. And this is why I believe that people should not be sitting there and having sex every day, all day, early on, because you're gonna go from that, which is what Brittany and Jax were, to nothing. And then it's gonna be. It's easier for someone to feel like their needs aren't being met if you were meeting their needs every day. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think people should like have sex at a rate or at a frequency that they can maintain forever or for a long time. But nobody can maintain every single day, 4 times a day. And it is 4 times a day. That's what Jack says later on in the episode. Moving right along. So, watching Brittany and Jax during Cruz's speech therapy almost made me want to cry. You see on Jax's face that he's really worried about his son, and it's sad. And honestly, I'm worried about Cruz, and I'm not going to say more than that, because, I know I need to keep my mouth shut while having a podcast about certain things, but I was sad. Cruz, like I said before, is gorgeous, and I hope he's okay. It was, I don't know. My heart broke for Jax and Brittany, and that's when reality TV is not scripted, and that's when reality TV really gets real. I know Jax recently said Vanderpump Rules is scripted, and every show is scripted and produced. Let's be real. Not line by line, not word for word, but it is every show scripted and produced. As an ex of mine said a long time ago, all you have to do to know that a reality show is written is in the end, or towards the end, while the credits are rolling, it will say writers, writers, story editors, writers. Like the show is script shows are scripted. That's not my point. When it comes to reality TV, whether it's scripted or not, and it is, as I just said, doesn't matter to me. I always look at the reactions. The true, genuine reactions that you see on reality stars' faces, it is not scripted. It's not giving scripted, and it's not giving rehearsed, and these people are not talented actors. It is giving authentic and genuine and sincere. So when you are a father watching your son, when you desperately want to have kids forever, watching your son struggle with being nonverbal, the look on your face is going to serve as a reminder that reality TV is a blend of fakery and the truth. And I was sad to see how sad Jax was. So next we see that Michelle is annoyed with Kristen's text about how she always protects Michelle, and I am too, because what does that mean? As Michelle said, it sounds like, Kristen buried some bodies, or Kristen has some type of a basically that Kristen knows things that other people don't know, and I it is too dramatic of a statement for Kristen to make about. I've always protected you. How? Elaborate. And why say that? Shut up. You already like upset everyone, and it's sad because Kristen did not deserve any of the hate. The hate should have been thrown, or sorry, sent to Zach. But Kristen learned that the hard way. So then Jesse is so annoying. He tells the life coach that he was turned on, or at some point he says that he was turned on when Michelle was upset. I have that in my notes. And I think he only said it to Michelle one on one, not to the coach again. Next, Janet says, quote, "Kristen, I'm sick of her ruining stuff." Kristen, the bitch has ruined everything, so I don't even have to know her personally to know that that's true. I love how Janet's man looks at her. So, a standout couple is obviously going to be, is it Gina and Danny? They're so madly in love. I've already discussed that. But Janet's man, I think, I can't remember his name. Brian or so. Anyways, he really loves Janet. So I'm so glad we get to see toxic couples and dysfunction paired with on the same exact series as really healthy couples. They did a really great job with the cast in that way, balancing it out. So then Kristen has had therapy twice this week, she tells Luke, because of the drama. It's, I don't know, girl. You do you, baby. You do you. Because guess what? This is not drama. Like, it's not, it's like little petty shit. And I know it is a big deal, but it's not, I don't know, it's not that serious. I don't know. Like, I'm so biased. I can never hide it. So then, Jax tells a group of people while they're in the van, all the guys, about Kristen, who's her therapist, because that person needs to be fired. Again, Jax is really obsessed with Kristen. I think he wants to be with her. I'm sorry. That's just what I think, as I said before. So When Dan is talking about love languages, Jax goes, "It's like something you get at CVS." That, I don't know if the writers fed him that line, but it was funny. So whoever came up with that line, Jax or a writer, it was funny. Thank you guys. So Jax said that he wanted to have sex, quote, 3, 4 times a day every day. And now it's like we do it already this month. Okay. I don't want to be too real, but I do believe that Jax is not attracted to an overweight Brittany. And I think that's why they aren't having sex as much. I'll leave it at that. So then, Luke, in this episode, Luke has grown on me. As I said, Luke is skinny and not attractive, but the way how he defends Kristen and seems like he wants to protect her and be a good partner to her. He's grown on me, and I wish that I put in my notes why exactly I typed that, but I don't know. I feel happy for Kristen now because she has someone who seems to genuinely care about her. So then, I think that Kristen needs to start wearing a bra. She's no longer the tiny girl with really small with beasting boobs. She's gained weight. She needs to wear a bra. Someone send Kristen a bra, please. So then Kristen says that her friends are, quote, threatened by a really hot, giant penis 32-year-old. This is one of the perks of having a 32-year-old boyfriend, his libido. All right. Here is the bomb that Kristen dropped. And it's what I gotta say is similar to what I said about Brittany not having sex. You do not want to let the world know that your man has a big penis or that your man is good in bed. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a link sometimes between people putting that information out into the universe and then that guy being a man whore. If I'm, this is a throwback, this is way back. I remember on Jersey Shore, Snooki said that Vinny's penis was like trying to fit a watermelon into a pee hole, and now it's so big. Vinny has admitted to sleeping with at least 500 women, and this was like a few years after Jersey Shore. So I think with Snooki going on TV and talking about how big his dick is, like the line was wrapped around the block, and he's disgusting to me. I mean, come on now. I'm disgusted because I wouldn't be surprised if he gave a very high number of those women like promises to be together. But anyway, Kristen is out here saying really hot. I don't think Luke is really hot by any means. If he has a giant penis, it does make him hot, though. That I will say. And she likes his libido. Kristen loves sex. Kristen don't mess around when it comes to sex. And she's like, we have a drawer full of toys. Like, I want to see what's in Kristen's drawer. So please, somebody, get in that drawer and let us know. So Brittany says that Jax doesn't have one romantic bone in his body, and I believe this. Jax is giving a-hole frat boy douchebag. I have not, at any point that I've seen Jax on TV, do something romantic that I can recall. And Brittany wants that though, so I don't. It seems like Brittany is really leaving Jax, she's gonna be happier. Shout out to Brittany, sending you love and light. So I loved Michelle's dress. I just had to say, her dress was good. So, anyway, Jesse looked ridiculous in his jacket. I'm not surprised. Jesse's a dumb asshole and he dresses like one. Like, how could you think that was a good jacket? I don't care who designed it. Watch it, some like high-end designer. That's where a lot of people go wrong. Like Luann once said on an episode of Real Housewives of New York, sometimes Louis gets it wrong. I think she was saying Louis Vuitton or some other high-end brand. It's like, it's true. Not everything that's high-end is smart to buy or would look good on you. Like Jesse looked so dumb. So then Zach had a joke about Jesse's jacket, and cocaine. And this is what I gotta say. When it comes to humor, like pacing is a huge part of it. Zach's joke was way too wordy for it to be funny. And Zach is such a tryhard. And Jesse needs to fix his teeth, get some braces. But Zach, I don't like him on the show. I hope that, like, I would love for him not to be on anymore. He's annoying. He could be entertaining, but I don't trust him. I think, like, how he just left Kristen out to dry when he's the one who said what he said, I can't respect it. So then Zach finally basically confesses to Michelle and Jesse that they're, how they feel about Kristen is all his fault. The problem with Zach doing that is they're mad that this got out into the universe. And so they don't really care that much about Zach being the root cause. They care about the aftermath and the potential fallout and impact on their businesses. So Zach, but F you to Zach for this, honestly, for putting Kristen in this, or contributing to putting her in this situation. So then Michelle says, I knew about her husband. I knew he was not the one. I wanted a booty call. Now I'm in the world's longest booty call. So there you have it. Michelle says that she knew that her husband, now husband, was not the one. That is brutal. How do you recover from it? I guess when you look like Michelle. Michelle has such a baby face. Doesn't she? She's so pretty and so cute, I think. And she doesn't need makeup at all. She's, I don't know, she's a 10. So then Michelle, after Kristen tries to apologize, Michelle tells her, I believe that you need some help. I mean, it's so mean. I think everybody has seen Kristen's behavior on Vanderpump Rules, and she'll never be able to live it down. And apparently she's bringing that same crazy to the Valley. Thank God, because she's the only reason why I watch. Anyways, one of the reasons. Let me not exaggerate it. That is all. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, streamers.